Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
There are 308 days left in my term. I will serve every one of them fighting for the people of the state of New York.
Governor Patterson, as he ended his election campaign, but vowed to stay in office last week as he was investigated for possibly abusing his office in connection with a domestic violence claim against one of his closest aides. The question now is, can he govern the state well enough during that investigation with one of the toughest budgets ever to face the state with an April 1st deadline? State Senator Liz Krueger, Democrat from Manhattan, has so far not been one of those lawmakers calling for Patterson to resign, but she did float a plan last week for the governor to step out of the budget process and let Lieutenant Governor Richard Ravitch handle it. Senator Liz Krueger is the deputy chair of the Senate Finance Committee, so she is in the thick of this, and she joins us now. Hi, Senator. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian.
Is that your still your position regarding the governor stay in office but let Ravitch handle the budget?
Yes. Again, last week I said he should put Richard Ravitch in charge of the daily negotiations around the budget. That doesn't mean the governor is completely dropping out of decision-making in the budget, but the truth is we have 1 month left to get a budget done. It's the toughest budget year we have faced in a generation. And as you well know, it's not so easy to get things done in Albany, even on good days. So I made a recommendation, given the extremely complex situation the governor finds himself in, pending the outcome of the investigations, that he should turn over to the lieutenant governor the day-to-day negotiations with the legislature and the agencies on the budget. Because, in fact, the lieutenant governor is well-respected as someone who understands government budgeting and the complexities of a fiscal crisis. So it seemed like a logical thing to do that would help us get down the road to getting a budget done by April 1.
You're the deputy chair of the Finance Committee.
The vice chair.
Vice chair. Vice chair.
Yes,
your namesake, no relation, Carl Krueger, is the chair, and he is quoted saying this today in the newspaper City Hall, quote, "We're not going to negotiate with Ravitch, and then Ravitch negotiates with Patterson, and then we go around in the three-ring circus. This is not Monty Hall. Let's make a deal." Your reaction to your committee chair and namesake?
Stop with the namesake. We happen to, by coincidence, have a similar last name spelled differently.
Yours has an E after the U. His doesn't.
Thank you. And, in fact, it's extremely common that the chair and I would disagree on both political strategy and policy. So I'm not surprised. I am a little disturbed that he would rush to talk about impeachment, which he did in the same article. I believe that until an investigation is complete, we have no idea what, if any, laws were broken by the governor. And certainly something rising to the level of impeachment is extreme, to say the least. And the history of impeachment proceedings is almost unknown in New York State. So my suggestion was, let's move forward with negotiations on a daily basis with Richard Ravitch. I don't believe that makes it a three-ring circus, and I certainly don't think that prevents, at the end of the day, the legislature and the governor having negotiated most, if not all, of the process to come together and say, are we on the same page? Can we get this deal done or not? We're talking about daily negotiations. Richard Ravitch is actually very good at that. He has the respect of the legislature. And as you can tell even from Carl Krueger's statement, it's not so easy when it comes to the governor right now. So my job is to do what's in the best interest of 19 million people and get us to the finish line of a new budget. We're talking about over $8 billion in deficit. We're talking about having to make very painful decisions for everyone involved in New York State. Take the politics of the moment out of it. That's what I'm urging.
On behalf of the 19 million people of New York State, is it in their best interest now, with the state facing its biggest crisis in a generation, for a completely wounded and weakened David Patterson to stay in office?
I think you can make the opposite argument. David Patterson made the decision not to run again. I am glad he did that. A, I think given the situation that he faces, it was not realistic for him to run a campaign. And B, I don't think he actually wanted to be the governor again. That's a separate point. But having made the decision to not run again, he now leaves himself in a position for the last 300 days of his role as governor to actually do what he believes in. He has always been a progressive legislator. He was a thoughtful, thinking senator for, I think, 20 years before he changed to lieutenant governor. He actually can take the remaining months of his administration and focusing on an agenda of progressive policy and reform. He can leave his mark on the state by doing what he believes he is right without having to play the questions of how will it sell if I'm a candidate for governor. We know he can't move any major legislation that will cost the state money because we don't have any and we don't get to print it in the basement. But he could take these months in office to actually stake out some territory that I believe has always been his and try to deliver important progressive legislation. And I think that, in fact, the legacy of David Patterson would be strengthened by that story.
State Senator Liz Krueger, Democrat from Manhattan, my guest on WNYC. But you're saying in this scenario, he gives up the role of budget negotiations to the lieutenant governor and concentrates on doing other things, things other than the budget, to create his legacy?
He concentrates on a daily basis on some progressive policy changes that he's always worked for to see whether he can move those. Now, some of those are within the budget, and so, again, if Richard Ravitch is negotiating daily with the legislature, it doesn't mean the governor has no role. For example, the governor put into his budget language that would require insurance companies to get pre-permission from the insurance commission in order to raise annual rates. That's a huge progressive agenda item that will not only save the state money because it pays for health insurance for its workers, but will give every New Yorker out there who pays for insurance on the private market, either through their employer or by themselves paying for insurance, it will give them the comfort level of knowing that the insurance commission will have to pre-approve increases in health insurance and only when the insurance company has justified that kind of increase. You and I both know it's been a national scandal that health insurance companies are raising their rates by 30, 40, 50% a year now. In New York State, you should have to justify it. And I don't believe that many of these companies will be able to justify it. So that would be a huge victory for New York State if we got passed under Governor David Patterson a change in the law that you have to prove what you're raising your rates to before you can do them. And there's many, many items like that that are good for consumers, good for state policy, are not costing the state anything, and the governor can work with the legislature in the context of the budget and freestanding legislation to accomplish.
How about this scenario? Since all the Democrats seem to want Andrew Cuomo for governor, Patterson resigns and Ravitch becomes governor and appoints Andrew Cuomo lieutenant governor, then Cuomo can start running the government tomorrow. Would that be a good thing?
And then you have to deal with a replacement attorney general. I got to say the states may have had enough of all these sort of shirt changers midterm. I'm glad that the courts established that the governor could name a lieutenant governor. I think that's an important precedent to have in law. If for some reason that we do not know now, the lieutenant governor needed to take over as governor, I would argue let him complete the year. Let's have this thing called an election in the fall, and let's allow the voters to pick a new governor. And again, let's try to avoid having to have an appointed attorney general also. By the way, I'm not sure that Andrew Cuomo's attorney general would support the proposal you're making. I think that he is perfectly prepared to run for governor, and he needs to make his arguments to the public as to anyone else who, Republican or Democrat, is running for governor. And I think, to be honest, New Yorkers all deserve to have lots of months to review who wants to be the next governor, ask hard questions, get hard answers, and make that decision at the voting booth.
We have about a minute left.
Sure.
Is this all happening because the legislature hates Patterson for running against you, calling you all too weak on budget discipline? Is that, I mean, regardless of what pieces of dirt have been dug up on him right now, which may or, you know, may turn out to be obstruction of justice or other horrible things, is this all really happening because the legislature hates Patterson for calling you too weak on budget discipline?
I can only speak for myself, but no, I don't believe that David Patterson's problems vis-a-vis the situation with the state police and his staff have absolutely anything to do with the legislature and anything he has said about us or anything that individual legislators might have said about him. The governor has a serious problem facing his administration that I just don't even see a legislative role in.
Do you think Andrew Cuomo will go any easier on the legislature than Patterson did if he's elected in the fall? We have 30 seconds.
No, I don't think there's any any analysis you can make about how a governor and a legislature will work together. Remember, though, that's a state government where the legislature and the governor ultimately need to come to agreement to accomplish anything. So I would urge anyone seeking to be the executive to remember it's easy to yell and scream. It's harder to actually get everybody to come together around the table to get the work of the people done. And ultimately, we're all graded by whether we get the work of the people done.
State Senator Liz Krueger, Democrat from Manhattan, calling for Governor Patterson to step out of the budget process and let his lieutenant governor, Richard Ravitch, take over that crisis function in the toughest state budget in a generation. Liz Krueger, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.